Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Get off that couch. He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. He never says I need a new
8:10 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Morning, 61 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
It's Monday. We're excited to check in with our friends at the Humane Society of York County to present our Panther Pet of the Week, brought to you by Panther Heating and Cooling.
I'm Mike Gettings with Panther Heating and Cooling. We're proud to team up with our friends at the Humane Society of York County to help our furry friends find their forever home. Join us in partnering with the Humane Society and warm up to your new furry friend. Check out our weekly Panther Pet at the Humane Society's website or visit pantherhvac.com and click on Panther Pet. Panther Heating and Cooling, dedicated and committed to this great community since 1994. Proudly offering train.
Come home, want you to just go crazy. He never looked to me like he might hate me.
Again, 8:10 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Morning, 61 degrees. We're going to bring in Mary Beth Knapp with the Humane Society of York County for our Pets of the Week. And good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Good morning and happy Monday.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to see some sunlight out there.
Totally.
Yes. Out there, isn't it?
Gosh, it's felt like March and February the last couple of days. Not
it really
the...
has. No, that's a blessing, of course. But, oh, my goodness, I can't believe we're in this weather in May. I'll take it.
Yes, I will. Now, I like when the nights are warmer because that means we can go swimming longer when the next day. But that's a little selfish of me. I apologize.
Well, that's okay. That is your focus in this. Lovely. I like that.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, let's get to our cat of the week. And before I even looked below the name, below the picture, I said fish bait.
Isn't that something?
And then you answer it immediately. So this is good timing, Mary Beth.
Isn't that something? I have no idea where they come up with these names. I'll tell you what. I'm like, why fish bait? I don't know. I asked the very same thing going, look at her. She is stunning. She's princess. She's
royalty.
I don't know, gorgeous girl. Fish bait. But she is so super sweet. She obviously is gorgeous. And she's patiently waiting to meet whoever her forever is. And we hope that we reach them today. She has these amazing eyes. And she's so sincere. And she comes to you like, please, let's go. Come on, let's leave. She is about 7 months old, so she's very young. She was an owner surrender at no fault of her own. I believe they moved into a place that wouldn't allow pets. Mm. She's loving. She's sweet. She enjoys the company of other felines, which is phenomenal. So she can go into a home where there's another feline. We just say, please, do the transition time because it really matters. 2 weeks minimum of transition, keeping them separate and just going slow. And then they love each other. If you throw them in too soon, it could just be disastrous for a very long time. Mm. My cat is 22 years old. So when I say a very long time, I mean a very long time.
That is sure. A long time.
I know. So it can be a very uncomfortable situation for a very long time. And you're going, oh, dear Lord, let's separate. It's like children, separate. You go over there, you go over there. She is spayed like all of our pets, microchip vaccinated to her age and tested. So if this beautiful girl, and I won't even say her name, she's just a beautiful girl, it just melts your heart, give us a call, and we'd love to get an appointment on the books today, 803-802-0902. And then we have, oh, just as adorable, on the other side, the dog of the week. Oh, my goodness, this face.
Yeah.
She is so cute.
Gosh, she is gorgeous.
Isn't she just gorgeous? Oh, my goodness. Now she does have these sad eyes, and, you know, she just looks at you like, why can't I be in a home on a couch or in your bed? Any of those would work. Her name is Skylar, and she's stunning. She, too, was an owner surrender at no fault of her own, and it may add up as I go on, but she is super sweet. She wants to please you. She likes the company of other dogs, so you're going, oh, my God, what is the problem here? Her energy level is medium for a puppy, which is unusual because she is just a young girl of 4 months old. And then you see her size, and you see she is a large breed girl. We can only estimate, but we could put her at, you know, full grown. She's going to be, she might close the 80-pounder mark. Mm. So she's a good-sized girl, and, of course, we estimate as well that she's a Malamute. So I did a whole lookup on certain characteristics, and they're loyal, bold, just wonderful companion. They love to run, pull. There's a key word there, pull. Right? So when you're looking for a puppy, I always go, what are you looking for? What's your lifestyle? You know, we want to talk through all that. We don't ever want to say it's a, you know, we don't want to be offend anyone. But it's important to think through these things because she is going to get bigger and she's stronger, and that all those things matter. But she's fantastic for the right person. So, and it also says strong-willed and independent. So that also shows she needs some good training as she's young, and it also binds people together. You know, the person and the dog, when you go through training, it's such a great experience. So if this sounds something for you that you'd love to do with Skylar and her beautiful face grabs your heart, call us. We'd love to talk to you more about her. Again, it's 803-802-0902. She is stunning, and she will melt you. It's just the right you we're looking for. And then what's the scoop at Paws? Oh, gosh, I know it's week after week, but I have to say it again. It is kitten season, and oh, my goodness, the babies are coming out of the woodwork. So we've got babies. We've got moms with babies. We've got, you know, moms-to-be. We need fosters. So if you've considered in the past, now is the time because it really helps us save more lives. So as well, if you can't do that, you can provide supplies, you can provide financial support. All that is something that we really appreciate. And, of course, a PSA is to please fix your pets. Whew, they make a lot. And their gestation period's really short. So if you didn't get them on the first time, they're going to go into the second time really quick. And I think I've seen a pyramid before where one cat can produce like 16,000. So please fix your pets. I can't say that enough. And mark your calendar. We're going to have a little auction, a Labor Day week auction online. And we are trying to get that all set up and ready to go. And we've got some fun activities or items on there that you can buy before you get into the summer activity. So stay tuned. And then our rescue needs this week is, of course, clay cat litter because, oh my goodness, Pine Sol, laundry detergent, liquid, and powder, bleach, and high-end dog treats. All this offsets our operational costs, and we appreciate it so much. So I have the end saying, meow, meow, ruff, ruff, and thank you for your support because it really matters.
Okay, Mary Beth, as always, thank you so much. Love those fur babies for us, and hopefully they'll find a new home after today.
Oh, thank you so much for helping us spread the word.
Perfect.